Hope everybody had a good week. Sorry I couldn't join y'all last week, but it was a good show, from what I heard. Good show. Good meeting.
Absolutely.
Whatever you want to call it.
Absolutely it was.
So, Wolf Among Us. I admittedly didn't get a chance to finish. I have played this before, the first one, the first chapter at least, so I do remember parts of it. I didn't get a chance to refresh, but Steph kind of got me up to speed. So, don't worry about spoiling anything. I kind of know what happens already, so.
Yeah.
But I might just be a little light on details.
Well, is that... Anyways.
What were you... I know what you were about to say.
What?
Chris, continue.
Welcome back, Chris. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, has anybody else in here played the game yet? Or is it just... Is everybody's first time playing it?
First time.
Yes, my first time.
What about...
I'm a virgin.
A wolf version. What about a Telltale game? First time with a Telltale game?
No.
It was my first time with a Telltale game.
No, I played Walking Dead.
Walking Dead and Minecraft, actually.
Minecraft?
That's interesting.
There's a Telltale Minecraft game, yeah.
I did not know that. Okay.
I bought it for 10 cents on Christmas Eve or something.
What?
Was it the best 10 cents ever spent?
Clearly. Yeah, most bang for my buck, I think, yeah.
Okay, alright, okay.
I was playing Telltale games before they were cool.
Wow.
Well, there.
Wow, a Telltale hipster.
I started...
Telltale hipster.
Gotcha.
I started with Sam & Max.
I want to try Sam & Max.
Was the Telltale game?
Yeah, wow. It was one of their...
That's
first.
Old school, man.
Yep, definitely.
That is old school.
Gosh. Oh, jeez.
It's actually on the PlayStation Store. Chapters. You can get the chapters. It's more of a comic.
I think it's on Steam too. I think I've seen them on Steam.
Yeah, they're out there. Cool. Well, now that we've established that, Stanton's clearly the coolest one of all.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
What's everybody think so far?
I'm really into it. So I think it's great.
I'm really bored with this.
Are you really?
Yes.
Are you
bored?
Yeah.
I was like edge of my seat like the whole time.
Chris, how are you bored? That's amazing.
I don't know. I'm just playing this game and I'm like, yeah, that's interesting.
He's a hipster, man.
That's okay. Can we just move along and get the story progressing?
Like every other Telltale game I've ever played. I'm so done with Telltale games.
Well, I think the problem...
That's it. You played so many of them.
I think the problem with me, though, is...
Well, where were we again?
So, I've watched, on ABC.
That show.
And it's just, it feels like it's just rehashing that in a different way of telling it, and I'm just so over this.
Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time came way after the Fable comic book series.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, and I know, but I'm just saying that I've watched the show. I feel like that's a better retelling than what Wolf Among Us is doing right now.
Ooh. Wait, this is based on a comic book series?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fable.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was just, hey, they found stuff that was in the public domain. Let's run with it.
No, it's...
I will say that
series.
I think that the first time I played it too, I remember being a little bit just kind of like underwhelmed. Like, it is good, but I was kind of like, all right, it's Walking Dead, I think. I mean, I haven't played the full Wolf Among Us yet, but Walking Dead so far is still my favorite. But I'm wondering if it'll blow wide open pretty soon. You know, I mean, I think that they'll probably pick up as it goes along. But it is a detective story. It's more like a mystery, you know?
From what I've heard from Michelle, who's also played it before, you know, prior to this, is that it gets a lot better. Things get a lot crazier.
That's what I would expect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have to admit, it was a little slow in the beginning, but as time went on, it picked up.
Yeah, agree.
I don't know. I feel like two decapitations is pretty fast. So, I don't know. I don't know what you guys' speed is, but for me, this was really good. I enjoyed it.
Well, why don't we get into some questions then? Steph was nice enough to cover the discussion points tonight, so I will allow her to take the lead then.
On the absolutely, first. Absolutely. Okay, guys, so what characters do you find the most intriguing so far? Do you think the creators have done a good job when making the characters believable and relatable, especially in comparison to their fairy tale counterparts? Or I guess that should be, since they are fairy tale characters, kind of, are they still believable and relatable to you as a player?
Go ahead, Bazo.
I would say that they're very relatable. Like, I could really relate to Bigby. Not that, like, I've eaten pigs live or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But, like...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I could really feel for the guy who might have done something wrong in the past, but is trying to improve himself. I think that's a really respectable thing.
All right, name your sins, Monzo.
Oh, no.
Gluttony.
Gluttony.
Chathuses.
How do you know? We changed the bylaws.
Chat confessional.
Oh, hey, Cheezer. Sorry you're techno troubled.
Yeah, I'm on now. Sorry, guys. But hey.
What's up?
Hey.
Mason, what's up?
I will say I find them slightly unrelatable, only because they're so, like, they're so gritty and like, what's the word I'm looking for? Can't think. It's right on the tip of my tongue. But they're so hard and rough around the edges.
Multifaceted?
Yeah, sure. I was thinking more like brooding was the word I was looking for.
Brooding?
No. What? No, I don't know what happened, but what I was trying to say is I feel like they're... what I'm saying is, like, I don't really relate to this, like, constant state of, like, you know, aggression.
Right.
Or, like, emptiness that the characters portray. Because
right.
It is... And it's that's the kind of world they live in. It's, like, very dark
yeah.
and kind of meaningless. So it is hard to connect on that level, I think.
Well, I mean, it's very, like, literally textbook noir. Like, I'm at a yeah, dame, right. and I lit her cigarette, and then the dame died, and that started my story. Like, it's so, in that sense, you know, there is sort of that barrier, because it's realism through the lens of noir storytelling. So they're relatable, but definitely they're skewed in an unrealistic way.
Yes.
I feel like
entertainingly so.
I feel like I must have been drinking Bowden's Gatorade while playing this game. Because
yeah, I think you were. Were you even dipping into my supply?
With Bigsby, it's just like, get over yourself already. Stop being so serious and lighten up. And then, like, with Beauty escaping...
She doesn't lighten up.
Like... With Beauty, like, running out in the middle of the night and then Beast coming by, I'm like, I really don't even care what's going on. Just let me go and do what I need to do.
Man.
We switched roles tonight.
We must have.
We had a pre-meeting and said, let's switch roles.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's working.
Anybody else?
I really like the characters. I mean, you know, and I kind of agree with you guys, like, they were relatable, but, you know, also, it kind of took that whole kind of, they were also kind of very, what's the word I'm looking for? They were very, noir-esque, and they kind of played it close to, I think, the genre, you know, of how the character should be, and, you know, they're all serious, and everyone is... You know, there's not one person. The only person, you know, there's only one person that wasn't, like, completely jaded. I mean, she was a little bit jaded still, but it was Snow, you know, and she was, like, one of my favorite characters. But, yeah. Yeah, But I definitely thought, you know, I mean, even though Bigsby was very serious, I still found his character probably the most fascinating and the most multifaceted.
Yeah. Is that because you had so many options? There were literally so many facets to him.
Exactly. Yeah. Of course. Gosh, I feel like you're trying to trick me, Monzo.
No,
you're trying to trick me into something. No, but I did think, and you guys can probably, you know, if you have any comments on this as well, you know, especially with, it was revealed that, like, his past was the Big Bad Wolf. And so, here he, you know, in his past life, or whatever you would call it, you know, killed things and, like, ravished and was just, you know, this terror throughout several fairy tale stories. And now he's kind of semi, you know, like, you know, an investigator, kind of a, you know, kind of a rough good guy who kind of beats up evil and kills them, but still he's kind of punishing them and he takes care of the good, I guess. So I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, I think the redemption story that they're sort of toying with, the idea that he's trying to make up for his past wrongs and trying to be a good guy. Even that, like, Colin, this, like, terrible, stupid pig, just, like, crashes on his couch.
Yeah.
And, like, he's like, well, I'm going to be nice to you because I want to be a better person.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting take on that character, I guess.
I found Colin relatable.
I found him relatable, and it made me like myself less. That's what I'll say. I was like, I lie around like a pig. I don't like that.
Oh my gosh.
What do you got?
Anyone else?
Mason.
I can say something about that with them.
Say it,
all
Mason.
The characters. Yeah, for all the characters, I think they're fun to listen to and watch and see them play out, but they really are just supernatural to me. I mean, I don't really think that they are even trying to be too relatable or too realistic.
Mm-hmm.
With just a hint of, was it Monzo talking about that noir? So at least there's that familiarity of a story type.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, this is definitely taking something that, you know, might be something you might see on one of those crime drama shows, but really just twisting it quite a bit. So it's still entertaining, but it's still very kind of out there to me.
So is that a bad thing to you, or is that
no, okay? No? For me, because of the fantasy aspect, I find it very entertaining. You know, I like that this is going way out there. You know, I like that. You know, and you beat the crap out of the woodsman, and you've got an axe in the back of his head, and at the end, you're very, you know, kindly removing it from his head. It's like, all right, you know, fun's over. I'll go ahead and yank this out.
Yeah.
You know, that's just weird, but I like the kind of alternative way that they're treating it, you know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we live a long time. Oh, but, you know, beheadings, that's something else.
Yeah,
just
right.
Any vampire or immortal story, you know?
Yeah.
Is anybody reading the Fable stuff that are, you know, the stuff that gets revealed in the extras?
No.
Like the character bios?
Should I be?
I should, though.
I'm reading the bio. Character bios that it unlocks. I don't know if there's anything more, but I'm reading those because those are interesting.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They shed a lot of, you know, more light on each character.
Because, like, Bluebeard is an option for, like, who you're
exactly
suspect could be, and unless you read his little bio, you have no idea that, like, he used to behead women all the time.
Exactly. I was like, who's Blue?
Who has?
I wondered why he was in there.
Yeah, no, he's just a big old fan of chopping off ladies' heads. That's what he does for fun.
Oh, and that would make sense. That, yeah, suspect. Even though we haven't seen him.
Yeah.
You can feel free to keep asking questions, Steph, because I cannot find the questions that you sent me. So you're on your own.
Gosh, Chris, get it together.
I'm a mess. It's with his game chat settings.
It is.
Since all the characters, we'll stay on the characters for something, for just a quick little thing extra. Since all the characters are fairy tale characters, are there any fairy tale characters that you that hasn't made an appearance yet, or hasn't been maybe mentioned yet even, that you might hope will?
Peter Pan.
Alice.
Alice might make her.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Frank.
Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel. That's a good one. Okay.
Mason? I'd like to see the Jabberwocky.
Michelle?
So he can come and kill everyone.
Right.
Gosh.
Oh my gosh. Gosh. Well, see, it's interesting because since this game is based off of the comics, and the comics deviate pretty heavily from the, the source material, so I'm trying to think of who's shown up and nope, I'm good.
Okay, we'll see. Michelle's played the entire game, so
she
has to be careful.
Yes.
Sure.
We appreciate that.
So do you guys feel that the game gives you, because it does have a, we kind of experienced that with Life is Strange too, where you had only a certain amount of time to answer questions. Did you feel that the game gave you enough time to answer the questions? And also, how do you feel about silence being a valid option as a response?
Silence is always a valid option.
There were a few times I was glad that silence was an option, because I was like, all of these options are super sucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly.
Go ahead, Frank.
I mainly was silent with Ichabod when he wanted me to accuse somebody, because I really didn't have enough evidence to really... I was thinking logically. Funny me. didn't have enough evidence to accuse anybody, and then the other time when he was like... I forget what he wanted to say, wanted me to say, and I just, I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
But as far as the limited time goes, I feel like this is actually, maybe a second or second and a half shorter than other games give me, because I don't normally have trouble picking in the allotted time, but with this game I feel like I am a bit. I definitely once did just miss getting a chance to answer by half a second because I clicked too slow.
The other thing too that I'm finding that is really annoying is that the options are either too fast or too long. But then if you make a selection, there's a 3 or 4 second delay before anything actually happens.
Yeah, right.
The only time I regretted not being silent was when Tweedle, I think Dumb, was up in the room with, because I picked to go and check out Toad.
Yeah.
So me saying something actually scared him away.
Yeah, same
here.
So I was
I should have not said anything. But that was really the only time. I'm the loud mouth, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I did find the options for the questions very quick. To where sometimes I just have to, and that's probably for me it kind of enhances the experience because I'm not sitting there because I'm the type that will be okay, what should I say? Should I say this or should I say this? Well, if I say this, it could turn, I overthink it. And so it's kind of nice to have that quick response to where, I almost have to answer it, immediately. Almost, a conversation. I'm this one feels right, I'm going with this one. Even if I haven't read all the, all the other options. So I kind of like it.
I actually feel like it's about the perfect amount of time. And kind of contrary to what you're talking about, Steph, I kind of felt like I decided how I wanted to answer, what kind of set of answers, I don't know,
you're a fast decision maker then, dude.
Well, I just kind of said, well, I'm going to be a little bit of a jerk. And just kind of simple.
Yeah.
So if I have an answer that's kind of short or careless, you know, it's like, then that'll be the easiest one to pick, you know? Like with Faith, and it's like, you know, the option to give her money, I didn't give her any money.
Oh.
Stuff like that. That was easy. It's like, no, I don't care, so I'm not giving money.
I can't with buy it. Yeah.
And the Beast, it's like, I was silent when she asked if I would say anything or not. It's like, with Beast, it's like, hey, I'm staying out of it. You know, stick to myself, do my job, a little bit of a jerk. Picking those answers really easy.
Oh, I'm sure it did, Mason. I'm sure it did. Do you think that the game is kind of encouraging people to be kind of jerky to responses? Because I have trouble, like, being a jerk with any character that I play. Like, even if I go through and play it again, and I'm like, I'm going to choose different things, I always choose the same thing, which is usually, like, a diplomatic, peacekeeper sort of thing. Like, I can never be jerky with any character in any game. Just can't do it.
That's usually how I am, and so this, I'm actually choosing to be different on this one.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I find jerk mode a little difficult as well.
Thank you, Franco.
But I applaud Cheezer's attempted change.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
I think it depends on the game. I mean, honestly, I think it depends, like, what the main character is sort of tailored or predisposed to. Like, if you look at a game like Red Dead Redemption, you're playing as a former outlaw, but he's kind of turning his life around. But in that game, you can do whatever you want. You can even put a mask on and, like, kill innocent people if you want to. But you don't want to because that's not who the guy is.
Right.
And I feel like it's somewhat different with this game because he is, like, you know, a bit jaded and kind of rough around the edges, so he's more likely to react that way.
I don't know. I have a similar view of Bigby as you do with, I forget his name, Red Dead Redemption. Like, yeah, he lived this life of crime. He was trying to, you know, eat the pigs and Riding Hood and whatever else. But, true. Like, he's trying to turn his life around. That's at least how I interpret Bigby to be. And maybe that's just the gameplay I chose from the outset, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyone else? So let's see, how do you think, this might be a quick question too, but how do you think having the glamour pill, which is what they take to make them seem like regular people, how do you think the glamour pill as a sort of required drug, has affected Fabletown society? Anyone have any thoughts on that?
I'm pretty sure it has probably led to, or will lead to, a black market of glamour.
Sure.
And it's, yeah, picking it required where somebody has to, you know, if they don't look human at all, that they have to take this glamour to appear human, obviously with the pig and stuff like that, and the toad.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it's something that only few people are able to, I thought it was a spell. Not a pill.
Sounds like a spell.
Oh, is it a spell?
Describe it as a spell, at least in the first episode. They don't get super specific about it.
I don't know why I thought it was a pill then. Just me and my pill popping ways, you know?
Yeah, man, thug life. Whatever.
See, this is the confession group, I'm telling you guys.
But yeah, it seems to me like it's something that only a few people can accomplish or do or whatever, and that makes it really easy to it makes it really prone to profiteering, like Toad was saying in the beginning of the episode, like, yeah. You know, their rates keep getting jacked up and up and up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Bernie Sanders can get them free glamour insurance or something.
Absolutely. Chris, do you have the questions pulled up or no?
No.
Uh-huh.
They're gone forever.
Okay. Wow.
So,
so what choice did you make when it came to Beauty sneaking out in the middle of the night? Did you tell Beast when you saw him? Why or why not?
I said I'd stay out of it, both to her and to Beast, because that seemed in character to be like, I don't want to be in part of this.
Same.
Which they thought was a jerk move. Like, I mean, the game treated it like it was... But I thought, if I tell him, like, that seems to me like it'd be jerky, because I'm stepping into their own business. So to me, I thought the most diplomatic thing would be to stay out of it. But both of them seemed like it was like, so-and-so will remember this decision. And I'm like, well, I didn't do anything. I stayed out of it.
I was Mr. Softy.
I thought you'd be loyal to them, though.
No, well, then I'd have to be loyal to both of them. I don't want to choose one. I'm going to be both sides. Negotiator, Mason. Negotiator.
That's weak. Got to pick one or none.
Nope. Not how I roll.
I chose Beauty. I covered for it.
I did too.
Good, at least somebody did.
Wow. Beast could have been a good guy. We don't know anything about Beast yet.
Except that he's the Beast. So, I don't know.
That comes with a lot
of preconceived, thoughts about Beast, and also as other Chris was pointing out, if you watch Once Upon a Time, then you have other thoughts about these fantasy characters as well.
Well, the Beast I know from Disney. That's the Beast I know.
Yeah, he's kind of a jerk.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's kind of a jerk actually, and he like murders someone also, like throws Gaston off a building. I don't know. All right, I'll back off.
Let's see, anyone else got any thoughts on that?
Well, I just want to go on record. I gave Faith money.
Me too.
Yeah, same here.
I did.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Just be a heartless jerk to me.
Uh-oh. Shots fired.
All right, well, who are the heartless jerks? Let's hear it. Confess.
Mason's already said that he didn't give Faith money.
That's right.
Mason.
She's got her own problems.
I gave her money?
Sheriff. She's a lady of the streets. That would be inappropriate. You know, there's some legal lines there that I just can't cross.
So you were worried about the legal recourse of your actions.
No, I just...
I can understand it. I know.
No.
I mean, granted, it was only $58, so he's like not walking around. I mean, it's like nothing, dude.
What would have been great
also,
though?
He's not like an official sheriff. He doesn't work for any actual government. Just this magical secret pseudo government. So I'm not worried about the law.
What would have been great is if when he saw Faith's head on the steps. That he made a comment about now he's not getting his $58 back.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Or he just, goes through her pockets, what's left of them.
Yeah.
I gave Faith money, and then I regretted it later because I couldn't buy myself any cigarettes in the bar.
Yeah.
That seems like the endless pack of cigarettes he has.
Yep.
Yeah.
Until you run out of money.
Yeah.
$58, that'll only buy you, two cartons.
I tried to buy, a food or a drink or something at the bar and couldn't.
Yeah, I tried to pay for my drink.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are broke noobs.
Mason's like, I did pay for mine.
Because I drank.
And Mason had money to burn.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's why you don't give it to hookers.
Oh, my God.
There's other reasons you don't give your money to hookers, but I won't get into that.
Okay, there might be others.
Can we have that in our final, score quote?
Yes, absolutely.
This game taught us why we shouldn't give our money to hookers. 8.5. Yes.
8.5. Yeah, that's definitely going to be a quote on the screen.
Watch the very last chapter. You need exactly $58 to beat the game.
Yeah.
then I'll win.
What the fuck?
Mason's gonna be the only one like, yeah.
I'll go back and get that money that I paid for that drink.
The final boss is like, you must, in order to get the last glamour, you need $58. Just like, oh.
Oh no.
Woe is me.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. So, where did you choose for Bigby and Snow to go after Toad called? Did you go to Toad's apartment to check out the guy in the woodsman's apartment? Or did you go to help Prince Lawrence? And why did you choose what you chose?
I went to Toad just because he seemed more frantic, and then
that's what I thought.
From what I was looking, from what I saw in the mirror in Ichabod's office, it already looked like the guy was dead. So I was like, "Well, why should I rush to a dead man's apartment where I can go and help someone who's really needs it right now?"
Yeah,
yeah. I had pretty much the same thought process.
Yep, went with the Toad.
I also went with the Toad.
Wow, Lawrence. So Mason.
Again, it's Toad.
So what happened, Mason?
If you go to Lawrence's first, he's on a chair, and, you know, there's still the knife on the floor, and there's a bullet wound, and whatever. And then he gasps, and he talks a lot more than just the couple of words you get out of him if you go to him last.
Right.
You actually have a conversation, and one of the poodle boys is in there, or shows up later.
Yep. Right.
And you, and it's a little longer and smooth. Without really knowing for sure, he lives. Like, he survives.
Okay. You know?
Because at the end of the chapter, watching the stats and stuff, it says, Lawrence lived. So I was like, hey, alright.
So what happened when you went to Mr. Toad's?
Pretty much, you argue with him and you try to catch him in a lie.
Oh, wow.
Because he keeps trying to say, oh, well, you know, there's the lamp's over here. No, it's not. You know, I cut him on these lies and then...
So it's pretty much exactly... It didn't really matter because that's exactly what happened when before you helped Lawrence.
Yeah, because then after that, then the other Tweedle brother is out there, so... And then you run and chase and stuff like that, so...
So it seems kind of like there was definitely a right decision, and most of us did not make the right decision.
It seems like it.
Because, I got to the end of the episode, and I was like, a man died, and I think that if I had made the right choice, he would have not died. So I think I made the wrong choice.
Well, they're both together now. The prince and donkey skin now.
Oh!
Hey, Ray.
Are you going to ask about the letter, Steph?
No, I'm not. What do you want to ask about the letter, Mason?
Okay, well, the letter that's in the jackass coat, whatever that thing was.
Yes.
The donkey skin.
I didn't open it. Did anybody else open it and read it?
Yes.
Oh, I opened it.
What
did I not open it until he was dead.
That's what I did.
Just said I'm sorry.
See, it was super lame. I was expecting something actually, like, interesting.
Yeah.
Like, don't trust Tweedledee or something.
So or I thought it would be like, actual character progression, and then it just opens up, I'm sorry. Whatever.
Yeah.
So you never opened it, Mason, at all? Like, your character never opened it?
No, so
he gave it to Lawrence.
I respected sealed mail.
Okay, well, see, if you don't kill Lawrence, I mean, if you kill Lawrence by not going to help him, then he's dead, and so then you open the letter. Because what are you going to do with it? Just sit it down and on his dead body? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think the game still gives you that option.
I'm sure it does, but then what's the point?
Exactly.
Let's see. So, at the bar, another what did you do question. Who did you go after? The woodsman or I think it was Dumb?
Dumb.
Tweedle Dumb?
Yeah, I went after the Tweedle Kid.
Dumb the Dumb.
I did the woodsman just because I wasn't thinking at that point.
But why? why? I didn't understand why would you do dumb? Because I thought the woodsman, he saw Faith right before, and he was arguing with her. He tried to hurt her. So I was like, I'm going to follow this guy. Because Tito Dumb, that's mostly to do with you, right? Like, he just has an issue with you? Like, I didn't really connect him with
Faith. No, because they were, or at least the way I played it, they were snooping around in the Huntsman's apartment.
Okay, well.
And it seems like they're not being...
As my game unfolded, like, the Tweedle brothers were way more suspicious.
Yeah, it's like they were really being shady. And I kind of wish I went after him rather than the woodsman, but...
And actually, the woodsman, the Bigsby, actually saw Faith more recently than he did.
Yeah.
Like, because he went off and got drunk, and she hung out with
you. Well, sure, but you're not the one that's going to do it. You were the character, so you know you...
But I'm just saying, like, if, you know, he's not super suspicious for being the last one to see her alive, because he really wasn't...
But you saw him almost try to kill her. Like, he was beating her.
Yeah, he's just a jerk. I don't know. I think that he was just a jerk, not that he had any deeper motives.
I want to see him dead.
Wow.
There's a whole other aspect you haven't considered. It still could be Bigby, you know, because he sees her last, he goes to his apartment, then he passes out. What happened while he was passed out? Did he
lose time? He was dead tired. He got beat up.
But I actually, the woodsman has this little speech where he talks about how he was actually planning to rob Red Riding Hood's grandmother.
Yes.
And I actually thought that was very interesting and kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say quite moving, but it really changed my view of that character. And now I'm like 100% on his side. I'm like, this guy, he's screwed up and he's doing bad things, but he's, you know, he recognizes that his life's screwed up and he's trying to be better.
Honestly, it didn't make me on his side anymore. That's interesting. Okay.
Steph, I take it you didn't catch Tweedledee when he left Toad's apartment?
No.
See, that's...
Well, no, yeah, when he left Toad's... Let's see. When he left Toad's... No, I don't think so.
Because, well, I mean, you can catch up to him, but then the other guy hits you in the back of the head.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why you're more suspicious of him.
Well, but he just has a thing with you. See, I just thought it was a thing with Bigsby. I was like, obviously, he has some kind of, you know, he wants to see me dead. I don't know. Anyways. Enough about my convoluted gameplay. Let's see here. Okay, so going to the conclusion of the chapter, how do you guys feel about it? What do you, if anything, that you theorize might happen going forward?
How do you feel about the end of this chapter?
Yes, sir.
No!
Yeah, I was bummed out.
I mean, come on, that was awful.
Yeah, I mean, I was
playing
surprising.
The jerk, and then I was being nice to her, and then...
Oh, I was like, being super nice to her. I was like, Bigsby's gonna hook up with this chick.
Yeah, I thought she was the love interest.
Nope.
Like, you just straight up murder her and break our hearts.
Well, she definitely had like a BioShock Elizabeth vibe.
Yeah.
To her.
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't know if it was because they looked similar. I just really liked her character as that sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like I was...
So now I'm not going to form any kind of meaningful relationship with any female character in this story. Yes.
You can probably form one with the woodsman, though, since you guys made up.
That's true.
I just feel like I was watching the movie Seven at that point. Because you go in, all the policemen are there, and he's walking up, and I'm like, oh, it's going to be Snow's head, isn't it? And sure enough, it was.
It's in the box.
Yeah,
that would be great if it was a box instead.
Yeah. And just all of a sudden, you're not the wolf anymore. You're Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
get somebody with graphics experience on this.
Yeah. Like, wow, what a twist!
I take that it's from the movie Seven.
And
yes,
I like how no one is suspecting the Queen of Hearts at this point.
Oh. Now I'm suspecting it. Now she is suspect number one.
Wait, who's the Queen of Hearts?
Off with her head.
Alice in Wonderland?
That's her line.
No, I mean, she's not in the story yet, right?
No, but she could.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wow, you just blew my mind.
blown away.
This is coming from the guy who hates the game.
Because he wants to write it.
Because Chris,
you do better than this.
Sorry, Stanton guessed everything from this stuff.
Yeah, that was he's like end of chapter 5 revelation, and you just drop it right now. Thanks.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, Steph. You're the
sorry,
between
the seven ones. For you.
We didn't really ruin 7 yet.
That's true.
We could.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. It's worth seeing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. maybe someday on my list of like 40 movies that I have on Netflix that I
just 40?
Just my God.
No, it's not just 40, guys. That's an underestimate.
I have the entire Game of Thrones to do.
Yeah, I do too.
No, you don't.
Spoiler: they die.
Someone dies.
The
lots of people
all
die.
They all die.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, it snows.
Gosh. Winter
it's
is
winter.
Coming. Spoiler.
It's winter at one point.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so does anyone else have anything? We're kind of done with the questions. Anyone else have anything they want to discuss from the game? Or from the chapter?
I got something. I find it really interesting, like, everyone in this universe of fables kind of reminds me of, like, family. Aside from that, you're beheading each other. But, like, they're all more or less immortal. Like, you're stuck with these people you've had feuds with for hundreds of years, or you might have been friends, you know, in a different time, but now everything
yeah.
is what it is, and it's... I don't know, I think it's pretty cool... Like, the thought of immortality playing that huge of, a social role
yeah.
in a society.
Yeah. Well, that's what, and you sometimes, and they don't even remember that they know each other, because he kept saying to, he said to Faith, I think, maybe one or two times, you know, he was like, I feel like I've met you before, I feel like I've seen, you know, I've seen you before.
I think that's because of the cloak, maybe. You think?
I don't know.
Or maybe she's really good at her job.
Do they? Do they? Oh my goodness! I mean,
$58.
So have the rest of them like remembered each other? I don't remember.
I think maybe they're alluding to the fact that. You know, the fable world they were in was rather large because they have a whole huge catalog of fable characters they have to refer to.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone else have anything?
I got nothing.
Okay. All right. Well,
thank you for leading the charge.
No problemo. It's only par and core, you know? all right, so next week we'll be playing Chapter 2, which I believe is titled The Woodlands. And that's what we'll be discussing next week on Tuesday.
Yay. Cool. Sounds
that,
good.
That's it. That's all I got, kids. That's all I got.
Sounds excellent.
All right. See you guys next week.
Okay, guys. Have a good night.
See you then.
Bye.
Later.